In the early days of the COVID pandemic, the CDC directed healthcare entities and physicians to offer clinical services using telehealth, and it took off. Now, some estimates predict that up to $250 billion in healthcare spending could be shifted to virtual care, but there are still obstacles and challenges.
Boy, aren't there. Joining us on the Kogo News Live line, the CEO of digital health company InfoBionics, Stuart Long. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning.
So what lessons did we learn during the pandemic about telehealth?
Well, I think we learned a lot. I think we learned that telehealth was certainly what I'll call a nascent market for a very long time. A lot of companies trying to do it, nobody really adopting it. And obviously with the pandemic, we were forced into that situation because patients just simply stopped going to their doctor's offices. So what we learned from that was that you could actually bucket both quality and convenience together. And in healthcare, that's kind of rare to do. So the idea that you could continue to communicate with your doctor effectively about a particular healthcare condition in a very convenient way. You didn't have to get, ready and drive. If you live a long way from your physician, it was, much easier. And so the convenience aspect was great. And we saw a great deal of quality in terms of being able to treat patients, being able to communicate via video and having medical devices that we could rely on for diagnostic quality information that would go alongside that. So I think what we learned overall was, overall that we found that patients are willing to do it. I think once we got over the hump of whether or not the insurance was going to cover it or how much it was going to cost the patients. And it didn't really matter on the age category. We saw it both in the youth as well as the aging population as well, and probably even more so in the aging population. And then doctors adopted it quite widely. I think a big driver, obviously, was that the government relaxed the reimbursement and were paying based on as if it were an in-person visit. When we, got through the bulk of the pandemic, we saw almost 80% of visits being done via virtual health, and we've seen that kind of settle back to about 50%, but we don't expect that to change. So, we expect it to hover right around there.
So what are the challenges? What needs to be changed?
Well, I think, you just look purely at technology to start with. Number one is the infrastructure. We've got, I think we're all probably have been used to doing Zoom meetings and I've got, a lot of technically astute people that still drop calls, right? So, there's a technical infrastructure, the ability to, get the technology into the hands of those that need it. And so in the aging populations, especially, folks with arthritis or just don't have access to technology. Those are some of the big challenges, I think. And I think, as we, move into the 5G area and a lot of the carriers are deploying what we call medical bands where they reserve it for medical devices, that will start to improve overall, I think. But outside of that, I think, making sure that, patients are prepped very well with what's expected, right? Typically, when you have a doctor's appointment, you don't really prepare. You just go to the office and tell them what's wrong. Where in a virtual health visit, you've got to, if you can get your blood pressure, if you can get your blood oxygen, if you can get your weight, do you have video so they can do a physical inspection while we're there? Making sure that patients are educated prior to their telehealth visits will go a long way. And I think healthcare has done a pretty good job of that. But, being a patient as well, including my family members and kids, it's making sure that we're prepared to give the doctor everything they need so we can have a successful telehealth visit.
CEO of digital health company InfoBionics, Stuart Long, with us here on the Kogo News Live line. Thank you, Stuart, for the information. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.